Hey everyone, it's Benji here. I just want to let you guys know that the Budget Overland podcast is no more. Ended that back in February 2024. I just wanted to come on here and give you guys a disclaimer as to not buy anything from Budget Overland Official. The only two things that you should be able to join is the Facebook group, and that is under groups, and it's called Budget Overland. You have to ask to join. It's still up and operational. And then budgetoverlandportal.com will still be up and operational until the domain name runs out, which I believe is good till 2026. Anything, everything else that's Budget Overland out there, please don't support. Please don't buy. It's either spam, scam, or something else. Just want to let you guys know, I did start a new podcast called Newfound Overland. It's available on all major platforms. Love to have you over there. Just kind of disclaimer here, guys, up front before you get into today's episode. There's a lot of gold out here. You know, every episode we had some good guests and good topics. So I don't want to discourage you guys from listening further, so please do, and I'd love to see you over on Newfound Overland. Bye-bye. Welcome back to another episode of the Budget Overland podcast. I am your host, Benji, and this is our fun Monday show, Overland Shenanigans. And I don't know if I'm going to put music to this or not. I'm beyond frustrated, guys. This is the fourth or fifth time I've recorded my Monday show shenanigans. I use Riverside.fm, which has been pretty good in the past, but lately I've complained about them one other time, I think, on the show, maybe twice, but this time, whenever I record my intro, so the shenanigans part with Super Troopers clip or whatever, it'll put it at the very end of the show, and the same thing with voicemails. Whenever I do a voicemail, it'll like delete the clip and put it all the way at the end of the show, so I'm beyond frustrated. I sent them an email, so hopefully I hear something back from them, but anyway, bear with me. I'm trying not to be a grouch about it, but feels better already getting off my chest. Guys, real quick before we get into today's episode, there's three events coming up that I'll share with you. We've got a winner, finally, for the Super Swag Pack Plus giveaway, and I think that's it. I'm not going to do voicemails today because the clips won't work. So anyway, all right, guys, here's three events you need to put on your calendar for 2024. First one being a More Expo, that is April 19th and 20th in Springfield, Missouri at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. And if you've never been to a More Expo, you should. And if you're wanting to make a trip out of it and take off for a while and come down and explore the Ozarks, we're about 2 hours away from the Ozarks down in Arkansas. We're about an hour away from Gladetop, Missouri. And, you know, the S'more Off-Road Ranch isn't too far away either from Springfield. It's about an hour away. So, three huge buildings full of overlanding off-road equipment, little knickknacks, people in the industry who have done it for a minute. You guys can go pick their brains. I'll be there. There's going to be some other people there, on Storyteller Row that you're going to want to go see. Just go pick their brains and say hello and go check out their rigs and, meet them in person, I guess. So that's April 19th and 20th. If you guys want to use code BUDGETOVER110, that'll save you 10% off on all your purchases that have to do with More Expo. The second event that I would like to go to, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to swing it, depending on our family's scheduling. I think we're doing a family vacation around the same time, but we'll see. Overland of America, that's September 13th through 15th. And so that's going to be in Jay, Oklahoma. If you guys know Chris Carroll from Fast Track Overland, him and his buddy are doing this event, and it looks like they're doing a lot, and it looks really fun. So if you guys are interested in doing there's a lot of expos out there, and I like how they're not trying to cookie cutter the other expos. And the same thing with More Expo, he's not trying to be like an overland expo. This is more, they're all different. So that's what's cool about all these events. So go check them out. You can go to overlandofamerica.com, see what pricing and what they have to offer. And then the third one I'm definitely going to is Rendezvous in the Ozarks. That's October 10th through 12th down at Mulberry Mountain in Arkansas. That's a little bit north of Ozark, Arkansas, about 45 minutes or so. And anyway, it's fun. You can go trail riding during the day, hang out at camp at night, go walk around, talk to everybody else at their camp if you like the rig. Everyone is super chill, easygoing. There's vendors set up. And the last day, Saturday night, they do a raffle. So once you guys pay to get in, they give you a ticket. And then at the end, they'll do drawings. And, you know, they give a lot of stuff away and a lot of unique stuff. You know, it's like compressors. I think one year they gave away a rooftop tent. Last year, Matt McClellan with Ozark Overland Adventures, they're partners with Milestar Tires, and they gave away a set of tires, and that was really cool. So a bunch of little stuff like that. So make sure you guys stick around at least till Saturday night for the giveaway. Now, BO will probably, I plan on hanging up the hat here in April. So last year we did over $2,500 worth of giveaways. I'm still going to do some sort of raffle for whatever my new project is, or we might not. So last year was just an absolute blast, guys. We did $2,500 worth of giveaways. Then we had a couple hundred people show up, and it was really fun. I think everyone there enjoyed it. I had a lot of good positive feedback from that. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with that. Just thought I'd share that at a good time. So let's see. 1, 2, 3. That's out of the way. We're not doing voicemails. Let's get down to the brass tacks. Who is the super swag pack giveaway plus winner? Now, I wrote down all your guys' names on an Excel spreadsheet. And if you guys ever see like those random wheel spinner things, that's what I used. And it landed on a number. So then I scrolled down and I see who that was. So the winner of this is Lost Fork. And I'm going to give you until Friday at noon Central to email me or reach out to me somehow. It doesn't have to be email. So if you want to email me, it's Benji@budgetoverlandportal.com. You can find me on Facebook, Benji Ward, or on Instagram, budget_overland_official. I need to hear something from you and prove that it is you by Friday at noon. If not, I'm going to announce it on the following Monday. Because I think we've anticipated this. What's really cool about it is the Super Swag Pack giveaway plus. So you're going to get the Super Swag Pack, which is the custom t-shirt, all the stickers I have in the store, and then the Budget Overland patch. And then plus, Morphlate gave us the quad hose system, which was very generous. So you could air up and air down your tires all at the same time. So huge shout out to Morphlate. They're huge, like big contributors to the off-road community, you know, more so than just like overland, everything off-road, anything that requires, any attention off-road, they're there to help support it. You know, we've got a lot of trail closures going down recently, and they've partnered with a few different organizations to, help fight those. And obviously they're making these things aware. So if you guys want to support Morphlate, you guys go over to morphlate.com and you could use code budget at checkout and you'll save 15%. Now, I did see in one of the reviews, somebody said that that code did not work. So I went in and logged in through my affiliate side and it does work. So if you're going through checkout and it's not working, please just call them. Don't email them. Just call them so you guys can take care of that over the phone real quick. And I don't think you'll have an issue unless that gentleman who wrote that did have an issue. So hopefully you guys get it all worked out. Go support a company that supports us and supports the off-road world. All right, guys, I think that's going to do it for today's episode. The Chiefs won yesterday, so next week's going to be fun. We're going to watch the AFC Championship, and then hopefully the Chiefs go to the football or the Super Bowl. So we'll see. Me and Brian, we're going to go camping this weekend with Tony from Bats Off-Road. We're going to meet him down in the Ozarks somewhere. Maybe Michael from PKV. So I don't know, just getting back out there. I'm not done a trip since the listener hangout, and that was back in December of last year. So I'm itching to go. Of course, like one nighters, I'm not really counting, but you know, a good weekend trip whenever you can at least get two or three nights in, that's fun. So hopefully I'll put a little video together there. And, I think we're going to mess with a new, segment to see how practical it is. I've got this idea of a new segment I want to do for the new show, and it requires some off-roading. So I am excited. I'm not going to mention what it is, but hopefully it works out like I think it should work. And I think you guys are going to enjoy listening to those conversations or whatever we do. So stick around for that. Guys, have a killer day. Be nice to one another. And by the way, guys, if you left a review And, you know, I'm starting this new podcast. I'm just going to walk away from Budget Overland, and I'm going to give you guys kind of a rundown on, you know, why and the what's and the pros and the cons and all this stuff. You know, I'm going to probably do that maybe for one of these Thursday episodes, maybe just a Wednesday episode, maybe a bonus episode. But I'm not even going to say anything. I like talking stuff up. No, okay, but I'm gonna do something with the reviews for you guys who've left reviews over here. I think I'm going to double your chances to win on the new platform. So I don't want you to feel like you're wasting your time in vain leaving Budget Overland a review, although I truly appreciate it. I honestly wasn't considering doing a move up until the last 2 months, 3 months maybe. Ideally, last April, I should have started my own little project, but I am for sure going to end either in April or before April of this year. So stay tuned, guys. It's going to be a lot more fun. I'm going to feel a lot better about doing it. If most of you guys know, Jay and I started this together back in 22, something like that. Maybe late 21. I think we started November 21. So yeah, been all over the place with it. You know, I'm not doing it for really anybody else but myself. Budget Overland Podcast grew and grew and grew, and I want something a little bit more manageable. So something to look forward to this year, guys. Again, have a killer day. Probably the shortest episode for shenanigans. So again, guys, if you want to leave a voicemail, I've already talked about this, last week, but if you guys want to leave more of an in-depth question to where I could try to answer it myself, or if I can, I'm going to get an expert. The phone number for the hotline is 314-266-9536. And if it's a little lengthier, if you have bullet points or something, you can send me an email, benji@budgetoverlandportal.com. I'd love to expand on these shows on Monday a little bit longer. And yeah, if you guys have something you've got to ask a question or something, it's fine. If you guys want to talk about regearing, electrical, motor stuff, I don't care. I think it's all fun. So let me know. I'm for sure going to hang up now. So, all right, guys. See you. Bye-bye.